This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear brothers and sisters in Islam everywhere We are broadcasting all the way from Australia, Perth, Western Australia in particular Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah for another day in Ramadan. Today where I am, it's the 10th day of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us our fasting, our qiyam, our siyam, our recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every act of ibadah that we participate in Ramadan and beyond. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan once again. For the feedback, wallahi, it's overwhelming. I received a lot of questions, especially last night. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, accept the effort, accept your care to know more about Islam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Today we will commence or we will resume with another concept, another aspect of our lifestyle as believers, and that is tawbah or the concept of repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Tell them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, قُلْ Tell them, tell to those people who said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Ibadi, my servants, tell my servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform us, subhanallah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَقُوا Not only any ibad, not only all the people that I have created, but specifically those who have gone beyond the limits and committed sins that harmed themselves, that wronged themselves. Subhanallah. So Allah is not addressing now all the people in general, but rather a specific group of people who have committed sins that have harmed themselves. Because when you commit a sin, when you go out of your way to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one is losing here except yourself, subhanallah. So Allah is reminding us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا Those who exaggerated in committing sins against me, and in doing so, they are harming themselves, not anyone else. Tell those people, despair not from the mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Even those people who have done the worst of the worst of the worst of all actions, despair not from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that so? Why the people who have indulged in so much sinful activities, why they shouldn't despair, you know, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the same ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Because Allah is the one who wipes out all sins, big, major or small, it doesn't matter. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Then Allah reminded us of two of His beautiful qualities. Indeed, He is the most forgiven. The most merciful. Now, I started with this beautiful, hopeful ayah in the Quran to draw to your attention and to anyone out there who have done a lot of bad things in the past and he is asking or she's asking herself, will really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me? Will really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me what I have done? I have done a lot of bad things. Will really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me in His kingdom in His mercy and include me in His mercy? The answer is given in that beautiful ayah, definitely yes. So long, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that you turn around and do something better and start afresh and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your forgiveness. So long as you're doing well and you're not harming anyone, Allah will turn to you in His with His forgiveness and with His mercy. But you have to understand one thing that is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا O you who believe, stand up now and pay attention, because Allah is talking to you, all you who have said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. All believers out there, listen carefully. Tubu ilallah. Repent, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A tawbah that has no tails to, you know, of sins remaining in it. Tawbah nasuha means a tawbah without returning back to what you have started. Allah is addressing the believers now. And in this ayah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we get to know that tawbah, repentance, is obligation, is an act of a compulsory act upon the believers. It's not an optional act here. It is part of the lifestyle of the believers. Tubu ilallah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Allah is addressing the believers. Why will the believers need to repent? Because it is part of our lifestyle. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, he said, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Wallahi, Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started this narration with taking an oath upon himself. Wallahi, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthara min 70 marra. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking an oath. He's swearing by Allah. Will really the Prophet ﷺ need to swear by Allah to make you believe anything, my brothers and sisters? Yani, will the Prophet ﷺ, or does the Prophet ﷺ need to swear by Allah to convince you? He is As-Sadiq Al-Amin already. He's the most truthful, the trustworthy already that we know of. Muhammad ﷺ. Does he need to swear by Allah? But in this narration, he is taking an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you feel the importance of seeking repentance, of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is part of your lifestyle as a believer. So he's saying, Wallahi, by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I repent to Him every single day. Lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Whether you like it or not, this is what your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man whose sins were forgiven already, past and future, he's telling you, Wallahi, this is what I do every day. I seek forgiveness and I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, more than 70 times. Allahu Akbar. More than 70 times. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us in a beautiful narration, swearing by Allah, making an oath by the greatest being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling us that this is what I do every single day. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and repent, all of you, all believers, all of you, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, all you who believe, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may achieve success. And if you achieve success in that sense, by constant repentance, because in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? If you do that, in Allah yuhibbu at-tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who often repent, constantly repent, and go back to Allah and ask for His forgiveness. Constantly, Allah loves those people. And if Allah loves you, congratulations. Congratulations. So, subhanAllah al-Azim, we have heard about repentance so many times. We have heard of the concept of tawbah so many times. But when you hear about the same subject from the perspective that it is a daily lifestyle that you should bring into your life so that you can attain success, it's different now. It is a different matter now. Now we have a different understanding, a different perspective of the same concept that we've been hearing about in almost every lecture, in almost every khutbah. Tawbah, 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 repentance, repentance, repentance. So I hope you have got this point very, very clearly. Now, there is a difference between istighfar, another concept, and tawbah. They are linked, they are somehow related, but there is a slight difference, inshallah. So the difference between istighfar and tawbah is the following. Istighfar is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you from whatever you have done in the past. So all the mistakes that you have done in the past, you ask Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Repentance, tawbah, however, is to make a commitment never to fall back and never to do the same sin again in the future. So istighfar is related to what you have done in the past. Tawbah is a commitment, a promise about what may happen in the future. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to remain in that constant state of istighfar and tawbah throughout our day, throughout our life. Now, what are the conditions of your tawbah to be accepted, inshallah ta'ala? A refresher for you, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Number one, quit immediately. So once you realize that you have fallen into haram, quit. So quit the sin. Number two, regret it in your heart. Regret that you have done something awful against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is always overwatching you. So number one is what? Quit. Number two is regret. Number three, commit never to do it again in the future. So alhamdulillah, they are all yani, in English, alhamdulillah, they rhyme so that you always remember, inshallah. Quit, regret, and commit. Quit the sin immediately as soon as you realize it's wrong and you wanted to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the conditions of your repentance to be accepted is to leave the sin, is to quit it immediately. Don't leave tails to the sin. So if you are smoking, for example, and you wanted to quit smoking, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving up the habit immediately. Don't say, I will smoke a few cigarettes every day until the nicotine comes out. All these tricks are rubbish. It's just trap from the traps of shaitan to make you smoke until you die. Walayadu billah. May Allah protect us all, ya Rabbi. If you are a sister who is about to wear hijab and she's reflecting and she's thinking and she's still making up her mind, no. Quit all the bad habits. Get the scarves, get your abaya, your clothing, and dress up modestly as soon as you leave your home, my dear sisters in Islam, and so on and so forth. So quit the sin immediately. Number two, regret. Don't be proud of your sins that you have committed in the past. That's not a sincere repentance. If you're still attached to the sin that you committed in the past and you're proudly talking about it and say, how I wish to go back and hang out with those guys. No, that's not that. It means that your repentance is not sincere. So you have to always regret what you have done in the past. Hate it. To hate it in your heart. And number three, a commitment with Allah. To commit never to do that again in the future. Even if you erred again, compulsively, even if you have fallen, because we are human beings, we are short. Kullu ibn Adam khata'. The Prophet ﷺ said, all the children of Adam are sinners. We are bound to commit sins. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of those who err, the best of those who fall into sins are those who often repent. Allahu Akbar. So quit, regret, and commit never to do that again in the future. The fourth condition of your repentance to be accepted is when you have done wrong to others. So if you have harmed other people, one of the conditions for your sins to be wiped out and forgiven is to go and make it a right with those people. So to seek their forgiveness before anything else. If they are alive, alhamdulillah. If you think that you have to also, consult yourself, your heart, your wisdom, whether if you confess that sin to them, whether it's going to add more drama to your relationships or not. So you have to evaluate the situation all right. But if you can go and talk to them and make it all right with them, that would be the best option. If they are not around for any reason, they died, they have traveled, they left the area, and you can't reach to them, then a charitable activity on their behalf will suffice, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us repentance before our death and acceptance of our actions and deeds. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan once again. My brothers and sisters in Islam, a reminder to please share the videos with your friends in your circles and head to the Aware Academy YouTube channel. Just give us that subscription. We would love to have you over, inshallah, for further and future events and videos. Jazakumullahu khairan. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah, with another concept of our lifestyle as believers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.